Mark chapter 4, we're going to read verses 30, 31, and 32. And it's about growth in the kingdom of God. We're going to start out the big picture, the kingdom of God. Okay, what the big picture is. Okay, and he said, quote, Jesus, whereunto shall we liken the kingdom of God? Or with what comparison shall we compare it? It is like a grain of mustard seed, which, when it is sown in the earth, is less than all the seeds that be in the earth. But when it is sown, it groweth up and becometh greater than all herbs, and shooteth out great branches, so that the fowls of the air may lodge under the shadow of it. And that's telling us how huge the kingdom of God is. Let's pray. Lord, we're here again before you this evening, Lord, to give you praise and honor and glory, and to know you are God, master and controller of all this, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We praise you right now for this. I ask, Lord, you forgive me, Lord. I ask, Lord, that you guide me and fill me with your spirit, Lord, that your words will come forth and get this old fleshly body out of the way. Humble this person here with you tonight, Lord. I ask for you to bless each and every one that's here tonight. Move upon their hearts as only you can. Ask, Lord, for you to be with those that couldn't be here tonight and stir their hearts as only you can. I do ask again that you forgive me, Lord. Be with the sick and the grieved this evening. In these favors we ask in Christ's name, and amen. Amen. And the reason all this started is I see what's going on at Drift Run Church. Okay? I see what's happening here. And I did wrote it out like an essay or something I was supposed to have learned in English class or whatever. But that scripture that I read pertained to the kingdom of God, the big picture. Okay? We're going to talk a little bit tonight about the local picture. Okay? Talks a lot in scriptures about the local church. We're going to be talking a little bit tonight about Drift Run Church and the direction we're going, where we've been. I say we. I've just been here a small time. Some of you have been here. Oki's been here forever, as far as I know. I think he laid the first stone. I don't know. Oh, Patty too, huh? Okay. And Dale and Dolores. Okay. All right. Okay. So, you know, those of you who have been here, I don't want to sound like I'm coming in and telling you what to do or whatever. I'm just trying to follow what the Lord's laid on my heart and what I see. Okay. So spiritual growth. I got part one, growth of Drift Run Church. Why, where, when, and how. Okay, we're going to start with why. Why did it start? Why did growth start? And I'm talking about our present day situation, which started, you know, a few years back. Everything prior to last year for me, the 10 years there, is kind of a blur. You know, I was down here a while, but I didn't realize you've been here 3 years. I didn't realize it's been that quick. Anyways, why did it start? And the first thing I want to read right here, because I went to the seven churches in Revelation and read over those. In Revelation 3:22, and it says this verse several other places, but it says, and this is Christ speaking, says, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Now I'm going to emphasize that a lot through every step of this right here. Remember that verse. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. And my notes over here is a group became concerned about what was going on in the local church right here. And I'm saying this about right here, but it's happening everywhere. Okay, it's happening everywhere. Small churches all throughout these communities around here, locally, and other states, and even huge churches are in the same situation. Okay, and we'll learn more about that as we go. A group became concerned that they'd become stagnant. Okay, and what happens to stagnant? No growth, no nothing. More could be done. The need for spiritual growth. If we're not growing, what are we doing? We're shrinking. We're shrinking. Okay, and that's spiritually. And then what follows after shrinking spiritually? Numbers. Your people. And I'm not one about numbers and all that. That'll reflect sometimes what's going on spiritually. When your numbers start going down, well, why are they going down? Well, people's not getting spiritually fed. Okay, we're not growing. If you're not growing, you're going backwards. That's just the way it is. There's no middle ground. They always say the fence. You're either on one side or the other. There's no such thing as straddling it. If you're straddling it, you might as well be on the other. The other side of the fence. Okay? All right. Okay, that's part one. Why did it start? Good reason. Stagnant. Not doing anything. Not fertile. Not growing. Not doing anything. Okay. Part B is the where. Where did it start? Well, I'm going to say Grift Run Church, but that's referring to the building. It started in somebody's heart. Okay? And we can't pinpoint one person. I wrote a group, but somebody had to recognize something had to be done. I wrote down, idleness is a tool of Satan. How can he defeat you? If you're idle, he loves idleness. He got you right where he wants you. He'll leave you alone. Say, just sit there, old buddy. Just sit there. It'll be all right. Okay. We all know what happened to David in his idleness. And that's a whole other story. But that's what happened in David's idleness. He wasn't where he's supposed to be. He wasn't doing what he's supposed to be. Okay. Ecclesiastes 10, verse 18 says, by much slothfulness, the building decayeth, and through idleness of the hands, the house droppeth through. Okay, and that's pretty self-explanatory, but the notes I found about that verse particular was the Hebrew leaders at the time really didn't care about the church. They cared about themselves. Just left them alone and let it decay, let it rot. Didn't matter. Didn't care about it. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Okay, we're going on to part C. To the when. Now, when did it start? Now, I'd say somebody already could answer that question. But this is what the Lord's given me. I wanted to say through my eyes what I've seen down here. But breaking away of a large religious organization. Okay, and now I'm getting to the personal part of Grist Run Church as a group. Okay, and I'm not going to say any names of any organizations. We all know what they are, who they are. Breaking away from a large religious organization that may have lost its vision, the organizations. Okay, and I'm not talking about one particular. It's going on in all of them. Denominations, whatever. It's going on everywhere. They're starting to accept some questionable lifestyles, morals. You know, everybody can answer that right here. That is not biblical. Repeat, not biblical. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Somebody was listening. Okay. Giving in to more of the world's ideals concerning moral ways. Doesn't seem to be a certain organization, but widespread among most modern religious organizations. Taking stands that are contrary to the Word of God. Okay. And that's truth. That's true. You know, that'll offend somebody maybe. Not here, I don't think, but if it does, take it up with God. You know, I don't know what else to tell you. You know, it is what it is, folks. It's the Word of God, plain and simple, and how this world has got to this point where, what was it said on one of those morning shows? Religion does not fit into my lifestyle. Wow. Yeah, that's scary, isn't it? Okay, how did it start? How did it start? Okay, we'll back up and catch up. We started out The why did it start? Recognized there was no growth there. It was a diet. And I'm just not saying this here because I wasn't here. I don't know. But it's going on widespread. Everybody knows what I'm talking about. Okay, where it started, it had to start in our hearts. It has to start right here. If I want to change the world, I don't start with Sean. I don't start by saying, Sean, you need to change. You need to do something. You need to drive a different kind of van. That Volkswagen, they just don't get it. Come on now. No, it has to start right here with Jamie Burt. And we all got to say that. I can't stand here and point at everybody else. I got to say it's got to start right here. And right here, and we all do that, and then it's right here in the local church, the local congregation, and then that can go on and grow and grow and grow, and that is called spiritual growth. And that's what's going on right here, folks. Spiritual growth. Drift Run is having spiritual growth. How did it start? We're back to that. That core group, and I'm not going to, you know, it's everybody here, you know. I'm not picking out, say, these five people done all this. No, it's a whole group, but it's the ones that seen the need, that recognized the need, that understood the need, that obeyed the need. Matthew 6:33 says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God, and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you." Okay. Well, the first thing you do, you seek God. We seek God, and He'll take care of everything else. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that awesome? Pretty simple, too. He that hath an ear, who's got an ear? Some of them don't work real good, but we all got ears. Yeah. We all got ears. Let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. And that's the Lord speaking. In Revelation, he's speaking to John. Okay? So, I wrote part two down here. I wrote, here we are today. We're at the present day where we're at right now. Okay? Look where we're at. We're at the point of, we've outgrown the facility. Okay, I wrote down here, moving forward. That's a big word in the business world today. I'm sure you know PPI and Kaizen and all that other stuff, and it's always moving forward, moving forward. We ain't going to do it the old way. We're moving forward. So I wrote that down. And we are moving forward. We're going toward heaven. We have a goal. We have a mission. It says you and I are entering the mission field. But that's part of being a Christian, okay? So, here we are today, ready to move forward. We've been in much prayer, much discussion on what directions we need to go. Okay, we need room, need parking, seating, classroom, teachers, etc., etc. And this adds to that, and that adds to this, and it just keeps growing and growing and growing. And they say it's a good problem to have. Okay? He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. So why are we needing room? Why do we need to grow? Why does these buildings need to grow? It's the spiritual growth. Okay? It's the people. I mean, Rick invited me down here and Jeff was coming and I started coming here. And I don't know who's new faces in the last 3 to 5 years and who's not. I know Rick and Patty and, you know, those folks have been here the whole time and Craig, but the rest of us, I don't know, did we all just start in the last 5 years? I don't know. But here we are. And why are we here? Didn't come here to listen to a boring pastor. We didn't come here to sit there and...
We've done that long enough.
Did you? Yeah, see? That's what I mean. People seeking something that's alive, something that's growing, something that has purpose. So here we are today, needing room. Gotta grow, gotta grow. Right down here, people are looking for something. They're looking for hope. They're looking for peace and comfort. And this is the place to find it. And I'm not saying this place, but where God is. Okay? We're here because of God. The peace we have here is not because of Dave Long, Sean, Oki. That's not the peace. The peace comes from above. The peace comes from God. Spiritual growth, healing, fellowship, hearing the word of God taught, preached, something real, something heartfelt. And it's not a gas bubble. Okay? You know, this is real. This is real what's in here. This is where it becomes both a physical and a spiritual church growing. Okay, we're at a crossroads right now as a church group, speaking in physical terms, as a church organization, because you have to run, you got bills to pay, you got buildings to build, seats to buy, this and that and this and that. Okay? And I've been down that road before, folks. Ain't we, Debbie? We've been down that road before. And right here, God just kept telling me, stop right there. I sat for 3 hours yesterday at the table, and I get to this point, and there's stuff on my mind that I want to elaborate on to share with y'all. But he says, let's stop right there. It may be for another time. I finished up with, this is where it becomes both a physical and spiritual. Without, remember this, folks. Remember this above everything else. Without spiritual growth, physical growth will fail. It'll fall flat on its face, and you'll have the nicest, biggest building here, and we'll be coming in and doing that again. And why? Because we lost focus. The focus is the spiritual growth, folks. The spiritual growth. We gotta adjust our belt. Okay? I used to wear a 29, now I wear a 32. I didn't want to adjust it, but I had to. Shh. Debbie says 33, so. That's what I'm saying, folks. Whether we have to or not, we got to adjust in the physical sense. But we don't have to change a bit in the spiritual. We cannot change in the spiritual sense. If we lose focus of what's going on in Drift Run Church today, we'll be a failure tomorrow. And that's a terrible thought, but I've seen it happen. Been there, done that. Not good. Okay. So my question is, are you ready? I'm putting a question to you individually. You're part of Drift Run. It doesn't matter if you're a member up there or not. You're part of Drift Run. Ask yourself right now, are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready to step out and do what needs to be done? Are you ready to stay focused on Jesus Christ and Him crucified? And that is the only way of success. And success, I mean, heaven. Biggest building in the, fanciest building in the world ain't gonna get you no closer to heaven. Just a building. Just a building. So where are you right now in your spiritual growth? If you're not saved tonight, tonight would be a good place to start. And if you're weak in your growth tonight, now's a good night to get fertilized. Okay? It made me think when I wrote this down, and I always remember back when all the local churches we went to as kids was full of folks and full of fire. And I was still, I was just a little fella, but I remember it was, I'm pretty sure it was the old Mount Hope Church. That building since burnt and they built a new one up there, but it was the old building, and there was an old fella stood at the pew back there about where Claire's at, and they done the altar call, and I seen that man stand there and shake that pew, and he would not get out of there. I don't know if he ever did. I don't know, but I just remember that night the Holy Spirit was moving so strongly upon that man's heart. That he shook that pew and he just rattled. And I know that night he didn't go. I'm thinking, why not? So I was just a kid. So if the Lord's moving on your heart tonight for any reason, any purpose, it's part of spiritual growth. Step out. Okay? I told Dave earlier, I'll be ready anytime he needs. Okay? And that's not patting James on the back because I failed. I failed him miserably. I failed God terribly. I'm humiliated. So, my stand right now is, if there's a hole, I'll put my finger in. Okay? And if the Lord's dealing with your heart, to step out. Just step out and whatever it might be. I'm done.